I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you so much. So what would you like to talk about today?
So today I would like to focus on something that we've discussed before in previous sessions, my kind of nervousness around sitting exams. So I will be sitting an exam in March, which is in relation to my job. And I've sat exams over the last couple of years where I think it's become a much bigger deal than it actually needs to be, and it's just stemming from, I think, my fear of not doing well in exams. So I think that's what I'd like to kind of focus on, and a takeaway for me would be how to study effectively for the next few months. But that's more of a mindset thing, so I guess how to kind of change my mindset around the exam that's happening in March. And then something to kind of a process so that I can check in when I'm studying over the next few months to make sure I'm on track to kind of carry out everything that we've discussed today.
Right. I noticed that that was already very logically put down: study effectively, change mindset, and have a process. Just wanted to ask this... nervousness that you spoke about, is that something that you feel even now as we're talking?
Yeah, so I think every time I think of the exam, I do start feeling a bit nervous. Mm. So, you know, it's, I think it's kind of like that feeling of, oh God, there's a big thing I need to overcome over the next few months.
Mm-hmm. And would it be relevant for you to address that feeling in our session?
Yeah, I mean, I think a good takeaway for me from this session would be identifying when that feeling comes and then what I can do to talk myself out of that feeling.
So I'm noticing that we've unpacked quite a lot already in terms of this exam. Lots of different aspects to the preparation and the mindset. Would there be some sequence in which you might want to think about it for today?
Yeah, I think, so you mean in terms of the session or the...
Just to reflect back to you, you know, you said that you wanted to figure out a way to study effectively for the exam. That you were feeling this nervousness and you wanted to identify when that feeling comes and how you can deal with it. You also spoke about changing your mindset and having a process to check in over the next few months that you're on track.
Yeah.
So lots of different aspects to the whole preparation. And I'm wondering what would be useful for you to narrow it down to for our session today?
Well, I think the ultimate goal is to kind of work out what is it I'm trying to overcome, how will I do it, and then what do I want to be feeling once I've overcome it?
Mm-hmm. So what is it that you want to overcome?
I guess it's the kind of negative connotations that are associated with this exam in my head. So kind of going through a process of, I'm feeling this negative association with doing an exam. How can I, what can I do to kind of get over this? So what kind of positive affirmations can I, you know, talk to myself about? Or is it more of going back and doing mindfulness in a certain way, or is it, I don't know, studying, it's changing my studying patterns. But I think, yeah, I think the goal would be kind of this, eliminating this nervousness, or kind of at least trying to eliminate this nervousness over the next couple of months. And I guess contextualizing, like, why, how this exam is really going to help me with my goals for the next couple of years.
And what would become available to you at the end of a session that would help you with this whole journey?
I think maybe kind of a, so, you know, say if I'm, say tomorrow evening I'm feeling nervous and then I've come away from this session and I know that I need to do, I don't know, 10 minutes of meditation, or I need to kind of redirect my focus on something else for 10 minutes and then come back to thinking about the exam and studying. But so either a distraction or kind of engaging my mind in a different way, but kind of a mechanism that I can turn to every time I feel nervous.
A mechanism for every time you feel nervous.
So, I mean, I know we discussed mindfulness quite a lot last time. And I think that has helped. But I think it's kind of, for me, I know, like, at the back of my head, I know that that's the logical step. But I think it's bridging that between the feeling and then getting to the logical step.
Right. I can sense that that nervousness that you spoke about, it's still there. That's what I'm sensing. What do you sense now?
Yeah, I mean, definitely the nervousness is there. I think, yeah, I mean, I start feeling quite stressed when I think about the exam. So,
And you spoke about bridging this piece, you know logically what you need to do and then bridging it to something. What is this bridging?
Ensuring it happens. So, you know, you how you kind of, you know at the back of your head what you need to be doing, but actually doing it. And but I think it's the kind of the thoughts that are associated. So if you know that it's going to be, I think the problem is, I know, so I identify the nervousness. I know something like mindfulness, for example, will help me feel better in the process. But I think I haven't quite made the link that the mindfulness, for example, is a solution. So I think it's kind of changing the mindset around something like the mindfulness to help solve the original problem.
Right. So I just want to reflect back. We started with you wanting a process for when you're feeling nervous. And then you went on to say that there's some part of you that knows that mindfulness is a solution, but you want a link so that you can understand that mindfulness is indeed a solution.
Yeah.
So now I'm wondering what would be a good takeaway for our session today.
I think maybe kind of like, I don't know, maybe like a trigger word or something, you know, something that I can associate with, I'm feeling this way, oh, bang, I need to go and do some mindfulness or something like that, to kind of something to just, like I said, bridge that gap of, I know in my subconsciousness that mindfulness can be the answer half the time, but I'm failing to make the link sometimes while I'm feeling nervous. So maybe kind of like a trigger word or something like that. That would be a good takeaway.
Okay, so you know that mindfulness may be the answer, and what part of you knows and what part of you maybe doesn't know?
So I think the part of me knows is when I have done it, it has been very helpful. You do feel a lot calmer afterwards. You know, I mean, the more pragmatic side of me knows that there are so many studies, you know, so many successful people use mindfulness to help calm their nerves. But I guess the part of me that doesn't know is I've not necessarily used it in instances like this or for this purpose. particularly. So I might have used it when I'm feeling stressed out at work or when something else is going on, but I haven't quite made the link between mindfulness and this particular issue.
So you have used it in the past and it's worked?
Yes.
That was a confident yes, was it? Right. Just to crystallize once again, you know, how you will know that you have bridged that gap by the end of a session, you said a trigger word. So the trigger word would help you bridge the gap. How?
So say, for example, if I'm feeling nervous about the exam when I'm studying and I say to myself, I don't know, breathe or something, you know, and then when I've kind of keep telling myself that, then I know that I need to go and do some meditation or something, and that would help. And because the meditation's helped in the past with other instances when I've been feeling stressed,
yes,
that might be a good takeaway, I think. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, it does. How do you feel as you say that?
Yeah, again, I mean, I don't know why I don't really think about this stuff before I talk about
and then it's all crystal clear, is it?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's good. That's good. How are you feeling about the nervousness now?
Well, now I have somewhat of a solution, a bit better.
Okay. So, bridging the gap. Where should we start with that?
So I guess if you have any suggestions of any words or anything that you, or do you think breathe is a good one, or?
What kind of word are you looking for?
Something which is positive, which is calming, which is why I was thinking breathe might be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think definitely something to kind of remind yourself that, okay, calm down, you know?
You said breathe is a good one and you came up with it real quick. You think that might be the answer?
Yeah, I think so.
And how is it bridging that gap for you?
I guess because it's kind of telling you to just stop for a moment, take a step back, just take a few deep breaths, and then because you're calmed, you're in the process of calming down, then you can make the logical connection to, okay, I'm feeling nervous, I've had to tell myself to kind of take a step back, so now might be a good time to just take a few minutes out and center my thoughts again.
Yeah. What would help make it stronger for you, this bridge?
Maybe saying it more than once, actually. You know, maybe say it like 5 or 6 times.
And how would that sound?
Something like breathe, take a breath, you know, and then say it 5 or 6 times like that. Mm-hmm. And that process of kind of the repetition, the focusing on that, I guess that diverts your energy and your attention away from feeling nervous, and it's making you focus on something else. So you are in the process calming down just through diversion of thought anyway.
Mm-hmm. The diversion of thought brings up to me the idea that that it diverts for a bit. And then does it come back, or has it gone away forever?
Well, so that's what I think the meditation would help address. So yes, you'd be diverting your thoughts for a minute or so, but then because you've calmed down, and then there's the trigger that you've done it 5 or 6 times, so now you need to take a step back, calm your thoughts completely, and then go back to the studying.
Mm-hmm. And you spoke earlier about what might actually trigger that nervousness.
Yeah.
Would it be useful for you to go beneath that?
Yeah, so I mean, I think it's, I think, you know, the nervousness is, it always comes when, it comes in on two instances. So number one, I think when I'm actually just thinking about the exam, and I've had instances over the last couple of years where I haven't done as well as I wanted to in exams, and the feeling of disappointment kind of comes up to the surface again. So that's the first one. And then I think the second one where the nervousness would occur is when I'm covering content for the first time and it just looks vast and very complicated.
Yeah, totally understandable that both of these would trigger nervousness. It's a big challenge, and I always see you always, I have seen from the past, because we worked on this in the past, that you always take on challenges. I love that about you. Yeah, so, okay, so these are the two triggers. What would you want to do with these right now?
So I think what a good takeaway for me for the next couple of weeks would be to kind of, now that we've come up with this process of the feeling of nervousness has started, the trigger word, then kind of like bringing yourself back down into the present, doing the meditation, and then seeing if in the first instance, whether when I'm thinking about the exam again, that feeling of like disappointment has gone away. Because I guess what I'd be doing in the process of the meditation is reminding myself that this is a different exam. The goal is completely different of what I would be achieving if I passed this exam. And then on the second instance, whether the whole process of, you know, doing the breathe and then the meditation would then actually help me approach the content in a different way and in a more positive way, so that the information's a lot easier to digest.
Mm-hmm. Perfect argument, both for both. How much do you buy into this?
Yeah, quite a lot actually, now I'm saying it.
So, that state of mind you said that would help you to focus on the new content and the challenge in a positive way. Would it help to build that out?
Do you mean in terms of what I'm trying to achieve in that state of mind?
Well, that too. And what was coming up for me is who you're being in that state of mind.
Yeah, so I guess...
Pick whatever works for you.
Yeah, I mean, who I would be in that state of mind is someone who, you know, knows that there's a challenge ahead, but is willing to do her best to overcome it. And someone who keeps looking at the bigger picture and seeing how this one exam is going to fit into goals for the next 2 or 3 years rather than goals for just the next 3 months.
Mm-hmm. And how does it fit into the bigger picture?
So I guess this is the, I mean, it's a investment analyst exam, so in alternative investments, and that's something I would like to go into in the long term. Mm-hmm. So specializing on alternative investments. So if I pass this level, then it progresses me to do the next level. And then if I pass both levels, then I'm technically qualified to work on the investment division in alternative investments. So that would be the kind of big picture.
Nice. It looks like a good big picture. And who are you being in that, you know, when you're working towards that position?
Well, someone who's motivated, who has goals, who tries to understand, who's not superficially just learning stuff, but who's actually understanding what is going on in order to feel really comfortable with the subject material. Mm-hmm.
Understanding the subject material, do you enjoy that?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the reason why I wanted to do this, because I do have a genuine interest in the content. And yeah, I think it's going to be very relevant and forward-looking for my industry, so yeah.
Yeah. Into the world of possibilities.
Yes.
So actually, that segues into, I'm just curious, what if you sit this exam and it doesn't go the way you want it to go?
Well, then, you know, I mean, it would be a shame. I will have to pay back a lot of money to my company. But, you know, I mean, there is the option of resitting it or on another level. I've learned all the theory and that will be useful in some regard anyway. So it's not a total waste of time.
You were saying something?
Yeah, sorry. I was saying I'll have learnt quite a lot in the process anyway. So just for the knowledge acquisition, it won't be a waste of time. Mm-hmm.
There was some silence there when you were, you know, when you were answering. And I'm wondering if there's anything beneath that.
No, I mean, I was just thinking, you know, will it be a waste of time? And then I was thinking, no, it actually won't, because, like I said, I'm learning a whole new area. So that's definitely going to be useful in some way or another.
I'm curious if this, what if it doesn't work? Is that linked in any way to the anxiety?
Yeah, I mean, that is there. That is at the back of my head. But I think that's more just from my desire to prove to myself that I can pass this. Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to quickly check in with you around the bridging the gap, how we are doing with it right here.
Yeah, I mean, I think as soon as I said it, I guess I found a way to bridge the gap. So I think that part is definitely a takeaway that I can kind of, you know, execute after this session.
I've noticed that in our sessions often, when you come up with a question, you always find, quite often you find the answer very effortlessly. Have you noticed that?
I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
You tell me, is it a good thing? I'm wondering what happens in that moment when you pose the question, and then how does that posing of that question itself starts to, you know, be the beginning of the answer to it?
I think it's just also, you know, taking the time out and verbalizing everything. That, for me, I know I've noticed is a big difference. So, mm-hmm. You know, maybe I've known this stuff already subconsciously, but because I haven't actually taken proper time out to think about it. Mm-hmm. And once you do, I guess, you know, there is an answer for everything, so...
Yeah. I like that. There is an answer for everything. So how are we doing with the nervousness now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling a lot better than I did 20 minutes ago. I mean, I think it's... I think now that I know what my kind of action points are, then... And now that I can see the bigger picture as well as to how it's going to fit in, mm-hmm. It kind of makes this exam not seem as big and looming as it did earlier, because in a way it's just kind of a stepping stone to the bigger goal.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned at the beginning that you wanted to overcome something. What is that thing that you wanted to overcome? How's that feeling now?
Yeah, a lot more achievable. I guess, again, linked back to the whole thing of realizing what the bigger picture is and how this exam fits into that whole equation. Mm-hmm. I think the problem with me is sometimes I look at things in isolation and then augment their kind of importance and make them seem a lot more, I guess, scary in this case than it actually is. So I guess now that we've talked about it, I think it's easier to see that this is, like I said, it's a stepping stone to something else. So not to think about it in isolation, but in conjunction with other things.
Yeah. Very nice connections there. And I'm curious as to anything else around this this mindset that you wanted to work towards. Anything else coming up for you?
I think the other thing I've got to just remember is everyone learns at their own pace. So I think part of the nervousness is because there are others around me who maybe digest the content a bit more quickly, and that stresses me out as well. And it's just kind of remembering that everyone learns at their own pace, and, you know, they might be able to, I don't know, they might be better at this, but that's not really a reflection of my strengths.
Mm-hmm. How do you know when you're at a good pace for yourself?
When I know I have understood exactly what's being written about, rather than just on a surface level. So I think my test for me is if I can explain it very clearly and in logical steps to someone else, then I know I have understood the material.
Right. And the pace?
The pace, I think, is... So I think one of the things I'm going to have to address over the next couple of months is I do have a bit of a tendency of being a bit relaxed at the start and then panicking towards the end. And I just need to make sure that I use the 9-week study period in a very measured way. So put in as much effort at the start, because that will definitely help eradicate some of the nervousness feeling in the like 5 or 6 weeks leading up to it. Mm-hmm.
And what could be a good process to check in that you've got the pace where you need it?
So I think this time round I need to set, so before I have made study schedules, but they've been quite high level ones, whereas I think this time round I need to be very specific in what I need to have covered every single day. And I think that will help keep me, again, distribute the kind of workload a bit more. Hello?
Yeah, sorry, just, I hope that connection's just going to come back and stay. Sorry for that interruption, but...
No, it's okay.
Yeah, And knowing your personality, how confident do you feel about being able to set specific targets and sticking with them?
I'm pretty confident I can. I think, you know, in the past I think in a way the last few exams I've sat, it's good that I've done it in the past how I used to, because now I've realized that I need to change the way that I'm kind of balancing out my studying as well. So once I put my mind to something, I'm pretty confident I'll do it. And now that I've kind of realized that I need to change my actual studying schedule, and maybe, like I said, I think be very specific about what I need to cover every day rather than just doing topics. And then...
Right. I wanted to check that we have seemed to come up with lots of good solutions, answers to what, you know, how the mind approaches this whole challenge. How are you experiencing this at a moment?
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling a lot more positive about it than I was 35 minutes ago. I think, no, genuinely, I think it's, like I said, I think you, once you actually have some time to verbalize things and say them out loud, the solution is quite, like, apparent half the time. And I think the takeaway that we've come up with is definitely doable. So both for the actual feeling around the nervousness and how to like alleviate it, and then also, I guess, the study schedule, which I have already thought about before. But I mean, it's definitely two takeaways that are very actionable over the next few weeks.
Right. And what have you learned about yourself in this conversation we've had today?
I come up with solutions when I say things out loud. no, but in all seriousness, I think it's... Yeah, I think it's the main thing I've probably taken away is subconsciously you know something, and it's just making that link, and then that is actually the answer to the problem that you're having. That you're having sometimes. So that's the first takeaway. The first thing I've learned. Mm-hmm. I think the second thing that I've definitely picked up from this session, from the kind of points that you've given, has been I've been kind of overemphasizing the importance of this exam in relation to what my long-term goals are. So now that I've kind of realized that, I think that has actually taken away some of the nervousness around this. Mm-hmm. And then I think thirdly, like I said, I only knew this, but yeah, I think changing my study, my revision schedule to kind of incorporate more details rather than high level topics to cover every day.
Yeah. So, you know, you've already taken what you've learned about yourself and applied it to the mindset that you wanted to study effectively for your exam. You've already done it. Just even that, you know, how, what does this tell you about how you handle nervousness in general?
I think I know with myself, like, once I have a feeling of anxiety or nervousness or something, or, you know, sadness or whatever it is, I think once, for me, I need to kind of acknowledge it and then find a solution for it, and then I'm fine. Mm. And, you know, I think you've seen this with me before in other areas as well. Yeah. But, yeah.
Resilience. What does it allow you to access inside you, this beautiful quality that you have?
I think it allows you to access your feelings, accept that they're okay, and then think about, okay, fine, this is how you're feeling. How can we get past this?
Mm-hmm. And how would this great awareness that you have about yourself be put into some beautiful, actionable steps towards your greater goal?
Well, it's the little things, right? So I think on a day-to-day basis, the nervousness, for example, even for the next 3 months, if I manage to say I feel nervous every other day or something, I don't know, if I, over that space of 9 weeks of studying, if I'm feeling nervous 5 times in the first week and then I'm only feeling nervous once in the last week, that in itself is an accomplishment and has helped towards the greater goal. I think if it kind of like forces me to do this whole process of breathing and meditating, like meditating is only going to help my general kind of state of mind anyway. So again, that's going to help towards my greater goal. And I think it will just, by constantly kind of checking in with myself, monitoring myself, I think you do pick up on other things which might not be directly useful to this goal, but might be useful to other aspects of your life. So again, like the bigger goal, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And would you like to commit yourself to anything as a result of all this?
Yeah, so I think I'd like to commit myself to definitely a reduction in the feelings of nervousness from week one to the last week. Mm-hmm. I think the second thing I'd like to commit to is every time I feel nervous, I am going to go through this process of the trigger word and then the mindfulness. And then I think the third thing I'd like to commit to is reminding myself on a regular basis that this is not a big scary beast, you know, it's a part of something else. So it's a stepping stone to something better.
Mm. I love that. It's a stepping stone to something better. And what might come in the way?
Stress through other parts of life. So when you've had a bad day at work, it's very easy to then, you know, I guess, let that get in the way. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, you can't plan everything. There will be days when I can't do revision for a couple of days, and then I might be feeling guilty, and then the nervousness might come back again. And then I think, you know, when I am particularly finding something difficult in the content, the nervousness might creep up again. So I think with the first one, I'm just going to have to accept that there will be days when I will be very stressed, and, you know, I can't keep control of my emotions all the time, just as long as I don't let it become a regular occurrence. I think the second one, where if there are days when I haven't done any revision and I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed, I think this process would be definitely helpful, because the mindfulness will make me realize that, okay, just accept that you haven't done anything for the last 2 days, but make the most of the time that you have today to study and catch up. And then I think the third hindrance, what did I say the third hindrance was?
It's a scary beast.
Yeah, and again, the mindfulness would help with that. And looking at the bigger picture, you know, not making such a big deal out of something which I'm probably not even going to be thinking about in 20 years' time. So.
Yeah. You know, I noticed that it was a question about what might come in the way, and just your tone of voice around addressing each of those had such calm confidence. What did you experience as you were even answering that question?
Well, I think it's, you know, the acknowledgement that there will be issues, but if you go about it the right way, you can overcome them and not let it completely overwhelm you.
Accept reality where it is, meet it right where it is, and yet stay with what you want to do.
Yeah.
Wow. And who could help you and support you in this process?
Definitely my family. And my boss, they're both aware that I'll be doing this exam, so, and they're all understanding people, so I'm sure they will be very helpful.
Yeah. Anything else coming up for you, Ashlesha, with all this very powerful insights and reflections and commitment?
No, not really, actually. No, I feel a lot more like I have an action plan now, so.
And you spoke about contextualizing it in the beginning, in a right way.
Yeah, so that was in relation to, I guess, sorry, I probably didn't phrase that properly. That was with regards to kind of realizing that it's not an entity in itself, it's part of a bigger picture. Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm just looking back and seeing that, you know, you wanted to address this bridging the gap between mindfulness as a solution to when you feel anxious and using it to work in your favor with some trigger words. And what you've got at the end of the session to me seems like so much more than that.
Yeah, definitely. A lot more clarity. I think a bit more of checking myself in and reminding myself that, you know, it's not the biggest thing in the world. And I guess, like I said, an action plan, which I love. So
yeah, which you always love.
And you, yeah, and you I love a good action plan.
And any residue of anything that's like that you're feeling, even as you're thinking of the whole session?
No, I mean, I think, you know, obviously the key is now to implement it. Mm-hmm. That I'm sure will have its challenges in different ways. But I think in terms of the session, no, I mean, I think the takeaways have been quite clear. I think how will I know whether I'm achieving it is doable. Mm-hmm. So I guess now the next plan is just to actually do it.
Right. Well, I'm sure it's going to work out just fine, just the way it's meant to be. It's a challenging exam, and I know you never shy away from challenges. I've seen that a few in the past. And just even as the challenge of this session in terms of the nervousness at the beginning, to how beautifully you sort of turn it around into this deep, quiet confidence that I can sense now. It's, it's all going to work in your favor. I'm so sure of that.
Fingers crossed.
And anything else that you might need from our session today?
No, I'm good, thank you.
Okay. So much for allowing me to record this, for my credentialing, and being very supportive of that. As also, apologies for those certain interruptions in our sessions. Sometimes in the past as well, we've struggled with the line, and we've just found a way to get around it, but I did want to, I hope that didn't take away.
No, don't worry. I mean, that's, you know, technology. It's fine. It's not your fault.
Okay, well, thank you so much, and good luck with the exam.
Thank you. Thanks for your time today.